Netanyahu praises U.S.-Israel alliance, says Doha strike fulfilled October 7 promise, urges Palestinians to rise against Hamas. By Jasmine Jordan on September 9, 2025. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed a U.S. embassy event in Jerusalem on Tuesday, marking American Independence Day, whereby he praised U.S.-Israeli ties, reiterated Israel's strike earlier in the day on Hamas leaders in Qatar, and said the action fulfilled his vow to pursue those responsible for the October 7 massacre. At the event, hosted by U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee and his wife Janet, Netanyahu opened by wishing America a belated happy birthday and thanking the United States for its enduring partnership with Israel. "Israel has no greater friend than America, and America has no better friend than Israel," Netanyahu remarked, adding that the bond was rooted in shared values and history. Turning quickly to the day's events, Netanyahu confirmed that Israel had carried out a precision strike against Hamas leaders meeting in Doha, Qatar. He stated the operation followed Monday's terror attacks, in which 6 Israeli civilians were killed at a Jerusalem bus stop and 4 soldiers died in Gaza. Hamas publicly claimed responsibility. The prime minister emphasized that those targeted in Doha were the same commanders who planned, launched, and celebrated the October 7 massacre in 2023. Recalling that atrocity, Netanyahu described the savage murder of 1,200 people, the beheading of men, the rape and murder of women, the burning of babies, and the taking of over 250 hostages, innocent hostages, grandmothers, grandchildren, Holocaust survivors. He declared, "At the beginning of the war, I promised that Israel would reach those who perpetrated this horror. And today, Israel and I have kept that promise." The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, and Israel Security Agency, ISA, reported that the operation, codenamed Summit of Fire, was carried out with measures to minimize civilian harm. Until Tuesday, Israel had refrained from striking Hamas leaders in Qatar, where senior officials have long been based. Qatar, which hosts the Al Udeid Air Base used by U.S. Central Command and was designated a major non-NATO ally in 2022, condemned the strike as a violation of international law. The White House described the strike as unfortunate, citing the risks of striking inside the capital of a U.S. ally, but acknowledged that eliminating Hamas leaders was a worthy goal. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt noted that President Donald Trump was notified of the operation in advance and dispatched U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff to inform Qatar. Trump later spoke with both Netanyahu and Qatari officials, urging that the remaining hostages in Gaza be released to end the war. Netanyahu insisted that Israel acted wholly independently and took full responsibility for the strike. He asserted the action could create an opening to end the war if Hamas agreed to the U.S. plan proposed by Trump. The proposal calls for the release of all hostages, who have now been held in Gaza for 700 days, and Hamas's disarmament, in exchange for a ceasefire. Netanyahu reiterated that Israel had already accepted the plan, while Hamas had rejected it. Appealing directly to Palestinians, Netanyahu told the people of Gaza not to be derailed by these murderous terrorists. He described Hamas leaders as living in sumptuous villas, away from the battle scene, while using civilians as human shields. "Stand up for your rights and for your future," he urged. "Accept President Trump's proposal, there is no limit to our common future." Defense Minister Israel Katz separately warned that Gaza would face destruction if Hamas refused to disarm and release the remaining hostages, echoing Netanyahu's statement that Israel was ready to end the war tomorrow under Trump's terms. Netanyahu concluded his address by again thanking Ambassador Huckabee and his wife for their hospitality, quipping that if Israel had 5 or 6 more Mike Huckabees, it would not have a public diplomacy problem.